Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go, y'all.
I am the gospel here to see.
Oh.
For that you won't be trusted.
You are the sea.
You are the sea.
By faith.
Hello, 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 everybody. How are you? It's your lady of the hour, Gaudiologist Dr. Brittany. I sincerely pray your week has been nothing short of amazing, and I sincerely pray it has been fabulous in spite of all this demonic activity that has been taking place, the COVID-19, though we're not afraid, and we have faith in God and we have trust in God. It's just the fact that we are respecting everybody else by wearing our mask and whatever else it is. Thank you, God, for your hedge of protection. Well, it's Friday, and y'all know what that means. It's part two with Jeff Valesa and Minister LaWanda Murphy. We also have a special guest who will be interning with me. He is also one of the new hosts on the Urban Gospel, Urban Flavor Gospel Radio Network. Yes, his name is Mr. Daquan Kirkland Sr., and I just want to welcome you all to My Inheritance with Gaudiologist Dr. Brittany, where it's a pleasure to serve and be served. My duty is to bring the beauty by bringing the inner you out of you. And again, thank you all for joining me on the WPGR Network. Remember, it's every Friday at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, which is Alabama time, and 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So again, thank you all for joining me. Mr. Daquan, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I am here. And I just want to say thank you for having me. I really appreciate you.
You are more than welcome. I just want to, you know, tell the people about you right quick before we get started. Can y'all hear me okay?
Yes, I hear you lovely now.
Okay, it's not scratchy or anything?
Nope, not anymore.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. With the devil in his bag, we know God always makes good.
Always.
All right, so let's get started. So here with me today is a very special guest. Again, he's now our co-host on today, a young gentleman who chose to follow his spirituality over carnality. Nothing like it. His vision over his sight, the divine entrepreneur himself, Daquan Kirkland Sr. He's born and raised in Syracuse, New York. He's the oldest of 8 children, divorced father, and father of 1, a son. He was the jack of all trades, including a medical professional like myself. His quest in manhood, freedom, and spirituality in this thing called life. It wasn't until about 5 years ago he was recognized his passion of healing and other spiritual gifts. One of the ways he utilizes these rare attributes is through knowledge for self and others around him. Right now, financial literacy, bridging the gap between the wealthy and the well-nots, the have and the have-nots. I like that. By educating, empowering, and emphasizing love, faith, and hope into everything and everyone that crosses his path. It's no wonder that this phenomenal man of God embodies Philippians 4:3. What does it say? I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Everybody, let's say hello again and welcome Daquan Kirkland Sr.
Thank you. I appreciate that warm welcome. I just want to say thank you for having me, and let me just be by your side and support you while you are on your journey as well. So I just want to say thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure. It's an honor. It's all God. You know, we're bringing people to the nation without hesitation. So tell us a little bit more about yourself and about your show and, you know, just, you know.
All right. Well, without further ado, well, you know, I'm a modest man because I really don't like to be in the spotlight. I like to help propel other people in the spotlight. But a little bit about me. I mean, you told a little bit of my story. I mean, a lot of it. I mean, so, yes, I am from Syracuse, New York. I am Aquan Kirkland Sr., and I am the new host of my new show, The Divine Line, where the revolution will be televised. So I'll be speaking a lot of healing. There's a lot of healing that need to be in the world because we are in chaos, and there's a lot of disruption that we just got to calm that down and really get to the root of the problem. Which starts at home, which starts in our mind, and definitely starts in our spirit. So that's what I want to own in on and just touch every aspect of life and people on how I can help them get better. And don't feel bad about it. Just got to meet you where you at and just do better. So I relocated to Raleigh, North Carolina. Don't want to take up too much of your time. And I followed my faith. Really didn't know where I was going. Really didn't know, didn't have a spiritual net underneath me. I had nothing. I had me and God, and that was it. So he brought me here, met a few people, got into entrepreneurship through financial literacy, where I'm helping people out of financial bondage. That's definitely, definitely something I'm trying to help people with. So getting their credit right, letting them know how we can educate, protect, and manage your credit. So that way you can get out of bondage and setting your family free and definitely break it, the generational curses. So that's just a little bit about me, but you get to learn more about me once my show gets to going. But I just want you to take over because I just want to hear more about you and the wonderful things that you're doing with your show. So once again, I just want to say thank you for having me here. And I'm looking forward to meet people. I'm looking forward to learn, and I'm looking forward to love. All right. So thank you. And I'm giving it back to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love your energy. I love your personality. And I love the fact that it's all about God. It's not about you. This day and time, people have taken God out of situations and made it about them. I tell people all the time that we are in our we in our season. There is no I in team, you know. And again, this day and time, people are wanting to be famous. People are wanting to be popular in God. And that is not it. They've taken God out of it, if that makes sense. With further ado, so, you know, I said that you'll be interning and you'll see what my inheritance, what we are, my inheritance radio station. It's simply just what it is. You never know what's going to happen on here. We don't ever know who's going to drop in. We don't never know what God is going to bless us with. I mean, it's not about getting anything, but it's just that my inheritance. In the word inheritance, Daquan, you have her. If you drop the R, you have he. So it's in her. It's in he. It's in we. It's in us to get our grandparents, our ancestors' inheritance. That's what it is. And so, again, we're bringing people to the nation without hesitation. Like I said, I was offered the position on the Urban Flavor Gospel Radio Network, and my inheritance will soon shift over there, we think. And it will be the format, the platform will be something different. It will be teaching women how to present themselves as a woman of integrity, how to be a wife. Though I have not ever been married, but you know, we are husband and wives before we ever become one, if that makes sense. So, my inheritance on that side will be basically showing women how they can be who they are, who God has called them to be, a woman of integrity, if that makes sense. You see what I'm saying? Hello? Are you there?
Yes, I hear it. I'm sorry. I'm just so used to putting it on mute. But, yes, I definitely understand you, and I definitely commend that's something that's really needed. The support of women is really needed because y'all are the most neglected. So, and I'm sorry about that, but we're going to do better.
It's okay. And no need to put your phone on mute anymore because guess what? I'm going to let you take off. I'm not throwing you out there. I'm going to let you take off, and I want you to help me do this show. Help me, you know.
Oh, wow. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. Really, I do. Okay, so I'm going to let you leave, and I'll follow.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, world, international, nation, global, whatever. We all know that on last week we had a phenomenal show. Sadly, it had to end, but guess what? We're continuing with a part two. We have the people, Jeff Walesa and LaWanda Murphy. I'm not certain if they are on. Jeff, LaWanda, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello?
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hello, dear. Daquan, how you doing?
How you doing?
Thank you, sir. Thank you. How are you? How are you?
I am absolutely phenomenal. I'm out here in Oakland, California. Beautiful sunny day out here. Living the dream.
Okay. All right. Welcome to the show. Thank you.
Yes.
Welcome, welcome,
doing,
welcome.
Brittany?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. You know, the enemy wanted me to be a little sick this week, but he is a funky liar, and I'm not, in the mighty name of Jesus.
And we know that to be true.
Yes. Let's see if we can get LaWanda in, because she has wanted to talk to you as well.
Yes. Come on, queen. Where you at? Show your crown.
Minister LaWanda, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Hey,
hello.
How you doing?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Awesome,
right.
Awesome. Well, Minister LaWanda and Jeff, we both have you all online again. We have my special guest, who is also an urban radio gospel radio host, Daquan Kirkland Sr. He's here with me interning and just kind of going over, you know, what it is he'll be doing and things of that nature. So he's my helper today. So the world has been waiting for part two. Do y'all remember what part? Do y'all remember what happened on last week?
No, please remind me. I would love to know.
Oof, it was hot. All I can say is get your ice water and some lemon. It's woo, honey. So we're ready to take off in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Minister LaWanda, here you go. Y'all have it. Let's go.
All right. Well, hello. I bring you greetings and blessings all the way from Houston, Texas. It's indeed an honor to be able to share with you what God has allowed me to go through. Nothing that you go through does not come at a cost or a testimony or trial of yourself. And I just want to bless the people with today a scripture out of Mark 4, where it talks about Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kind and in his own house. And I say that because God allowed me to just sit back and just be a partaker of conversations among people who are close to me this past week. In this season, I'm trying to walk in silence. I'm not letting my left hand know what my right hand is doing. I'm just walking in what God has called me to walk in. And a lot of what I do is on a need-to-know basis. Everybody can handle who I am and what God has called me to. So I don't share with a lot of people who are not in covenant with me or who do not have the spiritual insight to prophetically understand what it is God has called me to and the mission and the outreach and what God has given me as my baby. So I choose to say and I choose not to say with certain people. So just on this past week, I did share with a few individuals my ministry and what God was going to be doing on today, and it just showed me in conversation that everybody can't go with you on your spiritual journey walk. And now I understand that. At first, my spirit began to get a little upset because I'm like, wow, they don't see what God is really fully doing and equipping me with.
Mm-hmm.
And then people wanna label you as what you used to be, how you used to act, and they don't fully understand that God is bringing you a place of deliverance and that God is now spiritually equipping you to walk in such a way that is not conducive to who they once knew you to be. And so in this season, God is showing me, and I just want to bless other people, sometimes it's okay to be silent. It's okay to only be in covenant with people who are really going to cover you and who's really going to pray for you, who's really going to intercede with you wholeheartedly, and who's not going to spiritually assassinate and who's not going to naturally tear you down like crabs in a basket. So I just want to encourage people on today to look to the hill from which cometh our strength, and all your strength comes from the Lord. I want to encourage you today. It's okay to walk away. It's okay to shut certain doors that that man has opened and God didn't open. It's okay to turn a deaf ear to things that are not spiritually conducive to what God is saying in this season. It's okay to move in silence. It's okay to be isolated. It's okay to get into a still place with God, where God is talking and you don't have the naysayers talking in your ear. It's okay to walk alone in this season. It's okay to be authentically you. It's okay to be who God called you to be, and you don't have to be torn down about walking in the grace of God in a place and position he's called you to walk in, and worrying about what people are saying or what they're not saying or what they're doing or what they're not doing or whether they're helping or they're not helping. It's okay to be what I've been told, a Jesus girl. It's okay to be a woman of integrity. It's okay to walk sometimes in this spiritual journey alone. And now I'm having to embrace that, because I am in a season of walking alone. Everybody's not gonna get Minister LaWanda. Everybody's not gonna understand that that there's a call on my life, and there's actually been a call on my life from a little girl. I can remember being like 10 years old and always wanting to be that. I always used to be wanted to be a first lady, because I walked and I saw first ladies of integrity. I walked and saw first ladies who were giving of themselves and their community and to the body of believers. I always wanted to be the woman that was sold out for God. And as a little girl, I wanted that. People like, why you want to speak in tongues? Why you want the Holy Ghost? To me, when other little girls were playing with dolls and riding bicycles, I was sitting in the front of the TV watching TBN, crying out to God, listening to Shirley Caesar. So
Jesus.
I've always had a desire to be different. I always had a desire to be called out from amongst them. And a lot of people don't know that, because I haven't shared that with everybody. I used to ask God, as a little girl, I asked God for the gift of speaking in tongues, not even knowing exactly what that meant. I wanted to be, when everybody was shouting and running around the church, I was like, ooh, I want some of that, not knowing that to have that was going to cost. To have that, I was going to be tried. To have that, I was going to go through. You don't get the giftings without there being a sacrifice. You don't get the giftings without there being some turbulent times. So as a little girl, I asked for that. But a lot of people don't understand it came at a cost. It came at me being abandoned. It came at me being led astray. It came at me believing in leaders that were not of God's pure intended motives. It came from me laboring and being in the gospel with those that really didn't have my back. It came at a price of me being in two marriages where it was a setup. You understand what I'm saying? It came at me having a baby at 40 years old, and my husband abandoned me because he was addicted to crack. You understand what I'm saying? So there was a price for me to pay to walk in the shoes in which God had allowed me to walk in, and I'm not ashamed of it. And no more will I have to validate who I am and what God has called me to be to satisfy what people think I used to be. That's not me no more. I'm walking different. I'm talking different. And I am still human. I still bleed the same. I still hurt the same. I still cry at night on my pillow. I'm still human, but I'm also understanding that I can't allow people to put me on such a platform to where I have to be this upright and holy one who never is going to have a bad day. You understand what I'm saying? So God is showing me in this season that you are my daughter and I called you, and you don't have to justify the call.
That's right. That's right.
So I hope that blesses somebody today. We have to get out of a season of wanting to people please people, because they're our sons or our daughters or our mothers and our sisters and our cousins, because they're so used to us being a certain type of way, but they really don't understand the calling. And I don't expect them to if they're not in covenant relationship. It's okay. So when God starts to reveal those type of things, you know how to handle people accordingly.
Mm-hmm,
and that's where I am.
I agree, and I really needed to hear that because you're absolutely correct. Tomorrow, Lord willing, the 4th of July, my salvation will be secured for 27 years. I'm going to say that one more time. I was baptized at the age of 6 years old, 27 years ago. I was young, but I was wise. Like Shirley Caesar, like you, in front of TBN, praising God, you know, praising God. And it's so crazy because, I'm not going to say it's crazy, it's kingdom, Minister LaWanda, Daquan, Jeff, because people won't accept you. People won't support you, especially your family, you know, because they know who you are, who you used to be. But the thing about it is, I don't live in my past anymore. My
Amen.
Past actually, your past actually is not half as bad as people make it out to be. You know, my flaws is why God called. God chose us people, us kind of people, because we can praise God and still testify about what we used to do. You see what I'm saying? And
yes.
People have this thing that God is like us, and he is not like us at all, at all. God is the only judge, and a lot of times people don't live out their destiny trying to please mama, daddy, sister, brother, this, that, and the third. We really and truly needed to hear that, Minister LaWanda. I also wanted to say this. On today, she was scheduled to do and help me out here, Minister LaWanda. You were scheduled to feed the homeless on today, correct?
Correct. I had an event scheduled for today.
And, you know, due to the COVID-19 and, you know, everybody's protection, she canceled it or she, like, rescheduled it for the simple fact of people's safety. Now, there's a lot of people still out here maneuvering with a mask and saying, yeah, people got on masks, whatever. But this woman, nobody but God, saw fit to protect these other people. She could have easily been doing this just for herself to get her name out there, to get this, to get that. And I want to say that your town, they blessed you with a proclamation. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes. The city of Houston, our mayor, Sylvester Turner, I was nominated for a proclamation of evangelism, outreach ministry, doing the work. And they got recognized, and they nominated today, July the 3rd, LaWanda Murphy, I Am Ministry Day. So today has been set aside as my day, my ministry day in the city of Houston. And I was totally honored to be given the charge with my ministry day. My ministry is being acknowledged. The works are being acknowledged. My time, my talent is being acknowledged. And God is yet sitting high, looking low. He's on the throne. And what's delayed is not denied.
Amen. LaWanda Mercy Day. Oh, my God. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Now, that right there, that's a round of applause. We have a caller. Hello, caller. Are you there? Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can.
All right. So, Sister LaWanda, I believe it is, correct?
Yes, sir, it is.
I want to let you know that you have just totally touched my heart. And to be a business owner, a leader, and one who genuinely cares about people, right? It's very painstaking when, you know, some of the same people, and I just had a show about this. I also have a radio show, too. I just, about a week or two ago, spoke about Jesus on the cross and how while he was hanging from that cross, the same people who he was hanging for were the same people hanging him.
You better come out here. Jesus.
And talking about how painful that had to be to actually have to look out into this crowd of people and know that you love these people more than anything in the world, but they're crucifying you.
Glory.
They have pierced you in your side. They took your clothes and were casting lots. Mm-hmm. These are the very same people who you were willing to, well, he did, but in some of our human senses, we're willing to die for the same people who will treat us like nothing, cause us to be the blame of everything, and then walk away from us or turn their back on us and treat us like we weren't in a position to die for you. We've poured into people's lives. We've given them, we've seen their gifts and their abilities, and we've helped hone their gifts and abilities, and we've put them in positions to be great, just to be treated like you're nothing.
An outcast,
like you're nothing. So I always liken it to Jesus on that cross. So I'm willing to die for you, but you're not even willing to die to self to recognize that I'm willing to die for you.
Man, blessing me.
And you know, Jesus. that's the moment that we have to go back. And what did he say after he? It's funny we talking about this because we said this. I said this on my live. What's your name, King? I want to start with that.
I'm Abraham.
Hey, Abraham. Thank you for tuning in. But
yeah,
definitely,
always,
I agree
always.
With you. I agree with you, but what did Jesus say when he was on the cross when that was happening? He went to
forgive
his father,
father
and begged
him. Forgive him, Father, for they know not what they do.
So he knew. He had to intervene because he knew God was going to take wrath, and he didn't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you just have to forgive them and let it go, and let God do what he do best.
Even though
we want justice, we got to let God have that justice because that's his children. That's even though that's our friend or our brother, that's God's child too.
Right.
So we have to get out of perspective as well. We can't lay hands on somebody. We can't wish bad on somebody. We did our part. Now we got to let God continue to do his and wish them well.
Right.
And then you will always be blessed 10 times fold after that. You know, you don't have to close the door all the way, but just leave it ajar for them. But when they're ready to come back and apologize and be humble, you're there to welcome them back with love.
Right.
Just like God does all the time.
Yeah,
just
brother.
Like God does all the time.
Right. And so to second the part that Sister LaWanda said, to me, the way you get to that place is now you have to find that quiet time. You have to separate yourself from these people. You have to go into that quiet place. You have to now ask God to, one, forgive you if there's anything that you have done offensive to someone, right? And then now you just patiently wait on God to do what God is going to do because I've learned you can't fix nobody. I can call you back and forth, and we can go into debates about how I feel you did this and how you feel. If you're not going to see it, you're not going to see it. So I'm not going to call you and beat you down and keep going back and forth on conversations on things that you're not going to see within yourself while you're continuously telling me about myself but not looking at yourself. So I'm just going to let God handle the situation, and I'm just going to sit in my quiet place and continue to work on me, build me up. And then when you are ready to find that peace of God and come back and say, hey, brother, or hey, sister, you know, I apologize. I could have been wrong. I love you more than the problem. Now, let's get past this, and let's get back to what God called us to do together.
After this broadcast is over with, man of God, put your hand down there because I need to send you an offering seed on that one, brother, because you're speaking everything that I have went through on this week. That's nothing but confirmation. You're speaking everything that has transpired in a conversation between me and my teens, he's 20, my 20-year-old son, to where we had a falling out, and he is so stuck on mama this, mama that, but he don't want to take no ownership on his part. So I just had to choose to say, you know what, until you own what you did, I have to release the reins and allow you to – because unforgiveness is oh, my God. If I extend the olive branch and I tell you on my end, I'm sorry, forgive me for my part in this, and I extend it, and if you don't receive it and you stay in unforgiveness, it's no longer on me.
Right.
So I was beating myself up because I'm like, this is my son, this is my baby. You know, I'm like, I don't want it to be like this. But you have to keep in mind the Bible speaks of in the last days, if people hearken to their own selves, then there's going to be the relationship of mothers and sons and daughters, and we all going to be warring and fighting against each other. Somebody has to have that level head to say, you know what, I was wrong, this is my fault, or this is the part I played in that. The love that we have amongst each other is stronger than the problem, which you just acknowledged, and it's so true. But until you, to two level-headed people can get to that place, then isolation is what's needed, and that's where I am. So, man of God, you just blessed me, because that just confirmed that I was like, I don't want to isolate myself from my kids. I don't want to be that type of mama who's not, you know, present with my kids. But in this season, I'm understanding God is trying to take me to another place to where I'm doing this. This ain't got nothing to do with you. Whether it's the kids, the relationship, whether it's people who don't have your back, whether it's the silent assassinators, whether it's the haters, I'm isolating you because at this point it's not about the people, it's about me.
Violent
and you
got
to get back to a place from hearing me and not people. No matter who.
Amen.
So, yeah, that's
the Holy Spirit is in the building.
Jeff, what do you have to say?
I'm just overwhelmed by the whole thing. This has just been way too powerful for me.
I just,
but,
woo, Lord.
I think we got, woo. I don't know about y'all, but the Holy Spirit has made his presence known.
You know, Jeff said before we went on, he said, let's make this a part three. And he has a powerful tongue.
You are powerful. You are powerful.
And I don't know who Abraham is or where Abraham from, but Abraham needs to connect with us because I took it there, but he just took it over there. So he going to have to be like
that,
three with us.
To get it. Yeah. That spirit
Abraham,
had to happen. I had to ask you.
Abraham is the owner and the founder of the radio network, Urban Flavor. He is the man.
Listen, guys. I'm nobody, just doing what I'm called to do. So it's all God. It definitely is in me. I just wanted to chime in on the conversation. Of course, I'm listening to all of the shows. You guys had a powerful show this week. I mean, last week and this week, even more powerful. But it's just, and Sister LaWanda, I just want to touch and agree with you because I've been going through the same exact things that you've been going through over the last week. I've literally, in a sense, had a whole team of people that we were working together with totally turn their back on me and walk away from me. And to the point where literally as a grown man, I'm 45 years old, I wept and I cried and I cried because it hurt so bad because when I say I love you, I mean it for real. I don't tell you I love you just to say something, you know, fancy, you know, with Daquan coming on board. I love him already. I'm going to love you just because you're flesh and you're human and, you know, that's what we're supposed to do. But to love people who, I mean, turn their back on you, treat you. I mean, literally, from one day you were team us to the next day, no more phone calls, no explanations, no nothing. And yeah, so I know exactly what you're talking about. Same thing, me and my mother are at a point right now where she went off on me one day on the phone about something that didn't even really have anything to do with me. And I hung up the phone. I haven't spoken to her since. And, you know, I don't deserve to be, you know, treated a certain way. So I'm not going to let anybody just treat me any kind of way. So if you don't love me enough to care enough about me to treat me like I deserve to be treated, then, you know, so be it. And this is my mother. And I love my mother. But I love myself enough now because there was a point in time where I would have let that go and thought, oh, well, what's wrong with me? What did I do? And then I came to realize that I have a genuine good heart and I'm good to people. So when people mistreat me, it's not what I did and I don't deserve to be treated like that. So because I separate myself from you because I deserve better and I expect better and I want better, don't blame me for the fact that I love me enough to not let you tear me down.
Ooh, Jesus.
Ooh. Yeah, I
agree
with every word you say. Every word.
You
got to
understand something.
What'd you say, Jeff?
Understand something.
Well,
I was I was saying was we all have to understand something, you know, even though God's up there watching and leading us, and just like how this whole conversation today is going, being this powerful, okay, everything we are is based on our self-awareness, us, our life, you, mm-hmm. each individually, even though you have your family and your children and those around you that you love, but how many times have you walked into a store to buy somebody? You're just going to get a gallon of milk or some bread at the grocery store. How many times have you walked by somebody, not even knowing them, and you just twitch all of a sudden, like going, ooh, that's bad energy. You just
Jesus.
Know right away when you're, you just know yeah. right when you walk by somebody, you're like, going, oh, not for me. I got to get out of here.
I did.
You know? And that energy is, yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry to cut you off. We have a caller coming in.
Uh-oh.
I want y'all to welcome the caller. Just take over.
Hello.
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 Caller, welcome.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we
What's
can
your
hear
name?
You.
Yes. I mean, where are you calling from?
Oh, yes. My name is Trinita Randolph, and I'm calling from North Chesterfield, Virginia.
All right.
Welcome,
hi,
woman.
Trinita.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. I missed the beginning of the show, but got in just before Abraham got on the line, and I guess that's the reason why God had me to pick up the line and so that I can hear that. And like I've said before, Abraham and I had a conversation, and then I want you to understand, all of you, yes, people do turn, people do walk away, things are in your life for a reason or a season, just as people are. But what we have to take from that, you have to take the fact that it's a blessing, one way or the other. It's a blessing, whether you see it as a blessing for yourself or see it as a blessing for someone else. Mm-hmm. Everything is designed to take us to a higher level. Everything,
right.
Everything that we go through is designed to take us to a higher level. We can be out here preaching on the corners, preaching through the phone lines, waving signs, say, come here, work with me, I've got this to offer. But if you're not doing what God has you to do, it's all void. And he will allow or make a situation happen or allow a situation to come so that it can separate, so that he can put things back together. Look at what we're going through now with this COVID.
Mm-hmm.
He stops it all so that he can get the attention that he deserves. He stops each and every last one of us so that he can get that glory, because we forgot, all of us as a whole human race, we forgot who really does it all. So he said, I'm going to teach you a lesson. You ain't got to listen to me. You can get big-headed. You can worship this, or you can forget about that. You can forget about your struggles. You can think you're better than. You can think you have more than. Whatever anybody is going through, he wanted it to stop. And the best thing that you can do in life when that happens is to give him the honor, bless his name, keep your eyes open and your ears open, and he will direct your path.
Come on, woman.
Plain and simple. Don't dwell in it, because as long as you dwell in it, all you're doing is spinning your wheels. Because you can't hear you spinning wheels. If you're spinning your car wheels over and over, what's going to happen? You're going to burn your rubber.
Jesus. You woman, you speaking.
You wear your rubber out by keep reliving. Let the pain be pain. Move forward and bless God during the pain. Let me tell you something. When I buried both of my boys a year and a half apart, and in between, my mom, my dad, and my grandfather was in between the two of them.
in less than 18 months. I stood over both of my children's caskets and gave God the glory. So if I, a mother, can do that, that's the hardest thing for a mother to do, because that's against the cycle. That's against the cycle of life. If I can stand with my hands raised and everybody around me coming around me trying to cry and I stop, no, stop it. Let me give God the glory, because you have got to give the glory in order for it to show. If you're not giving God the glory, if all you're doing is sitting around wasting time by burning your rubber, all you're going to do is smell smoke. You've got to give him the glory in order to get through it. Jesus. And if you're not going to get, if you want to get through it, you've got to let it go and stop burning that rubber. We all get hurt. Things happen for a reason. It's growth. And I'm not saying nobody's supposed to hurt. I don't say nobody has a right to hurt. But what I am saying is, look at who can heal that hurt. And lay it in the middle.
It's also a reminder that you're on a journey.
Exactly.
You know, life is supposed to hurt. You know, and life isn't always going to be pretty, and it's not always going to be comfortable.
Exactly.
If it was comfortable, you know, nobody would be doing anything. You have to be, you know, it's going to hurt. You know, it's going to break our hearts. But, again, you know, we get through the pain. We're going to be reminded of it down the road at some point.
All the time.
You know?
All the time.
And that's going to come through, but it just keeps strengthening us through that. You know, and it's okay. But
I should be on a corner wearing my shorts and a mink coat. I should be on a corner wearing my shorts and a mink coat with a bottle in one hand and a J in the other hand, trying to pull tricks.
Amen. I should be right beside you.
Jesus. But I refuse to let it break me down. And that's what you have to remember. Abraham, refuse to let it break you down.
Jesus.
Amen.
This may not have been what you, what God really had, because sometimes God would allow things to happen to teach us a lesson. But he expects you to give him the praise, because guess what? You're still breathing. You still can see. You still can walk. That means he's not done with you.
Amen.
Girl,
amen.
He's not done with you.
Thank you.
And it is so.
Thank you. Thank you, Miss Taylor. So very much. We love you, and thank you. We have to bring her on again. We have another caller.
Okay.
I'm going to say this. Part three, two, will it be? Jesus. Jeff said
you can
it.
You have all these slices of the cake. Come on.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello, my name is Dr. Rhonda Sneed. I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Hello, Dr. Sneed. How
Hello.
Are you?
Welcome.
That's I am just fine.
Mom,
I was invited by Minister LaWanda Murphy, so I'm glad I got on. I've been on for about 10 minutes, but I wanted to share this, and I've shared it this week with some of my clients. I am a therapist here in Houston, but I want us to understand that until we know that we're in covenant with God, until we make a conscious decision and a commitment to say that I'm in covenant with him, not just he, that, you know, because sometimes we don't understand what that looks like. Sometimes people, you're 1 foot in and 1 foot out. And so then when things begin to happen, we don't know how to go through the pain, but Betty Wright said it best, no pain, no gain. And so if I can't go through something, if he can't use me, if I'm saying I'm his vessel, but here's the thing about being his vessel, I got to be empty so he can pour into me. And so when I come to God empty, God is going to pour into me, then I'm ready to pour into somebody else. But until I come empty, hey, my God, I cannot be anything for anybody else until I go before the Almighty God and say, fill me up, God. With whatever you see, it's already there, but the scripture says it has to be stirred up. The gift has to be stirred up. It was with me when I was formed in my mother's womb, but it's got to be stirred up. And the only way things can be stirred up is that we got to go through something. So I'll never be able to allow his glory to be revealed if I don't go through something. But I must realize that it's for his glory, but it's also for my good.
Right.
And
Jesus.
So we have to get to a place where we understand that not my will, Lord, but thy
Jesus.
Will be done. And it's just what
yes.
Jesus had to do. He had to say, if this cup could pass by me, God, let it pass by me. But if not, then I have to accept that this is the will of God. And I've got to understand that's when the scripture from Romans 8 and starts at about 28 comes into play. And we know all things work together. Oh, my God, my
Amen.
God. So we have to get to a place to understand that the good and the bad, the ups and the downs, it's all for his glory to reveal that I am in covenant with him.
Amen.
But I've got to make a commitment, and I've got to be consistent to be in this covenant with him. And I've got to commune with him daily if I'm going to be in covenant with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just felt led to add that because my spirit was just jumping, listening to the mother, because I'm a mother of three. Sweetheart, I don't know what it means to have to lose my children to death, but God. But he's given you a testimony that you can go and reach others where I can't reach them. Again, that's your vessel. And when we learn that all of us have a lane that we must walk in, that we must drive in, and we'll all get to the expected end. But I got to stop trying to be in LaWanda's lane when my lane is over here. And so in this season, I applaud those that are coming together as a body of believers, because that's the only way we're going to see God rule and reign in this land, if we learn how to come together. People talk about kingdom building, but they really don't know what it really looks like to really roll up
Amen.
Your sleeves and work alongside of people that have other gifts that you may not have, but I can't be jealous of you. I've got to come and walk
Amen.
Alongside of you. And when you need me to be your cheerleader, I'm going to be your cheerleader. When I need you,
that's
I
right.
just want you to do the same thing.
Yes. Exactly.
And so
Amen.
In this season on this great Friday afternoon, I just bid you a greetings from Houston, Texas, letting you know that we thank God for the platform of what you're doing, and we just pray that God continues to bless you and the efforts that you all are doing on this great day. Be blessed.
Thank you. God bless you.
Yes, thank
Happy
you.
Happy 4th of July. Thank
may
you.
May I please interject? Is it all right?
Yes.
I just want to ask a quick question because it came to my mind, but isn't it funny how people will hold on to the hurt instead of running for the healing?
Jesus.
You know, people are more accustomed to holding on to the hurt because that's all they feel.
Yes,
knowing that to run
because
to God
gets
that
them...
can take it away. And you know,
well,
when,
but sometimes
when you're talking about it, go ahead.
Well, that's the easy part. It's easy to hold on to the hurt. It's easy to live in
yes.
the fear. That's what we're bombarded mm-hmm. with every day through all of this that's been going on these last few months, not to mention the last few years and decades. We get bombarded by the fear. It's the proverbial divide and conquer in my mind, and I talk about this with friends out here. You know, fear, mm-hmm. instead of being energized and living your life and living and taking that struggle, because when you want to be something in life and follow that path that God gives you or to be something, you have to take a step forward out of your comfort zone. And nobody likes to be uncomfortable. And it's not you're not going to grow as a person, as an individual, or somebody under God when you don't step outside of that. So it's
mm-hmm.
easy to live in fear. And that fear, it's going to kill dreams. It's going to kill your dreams. It's going to kill your
yeah.
hope. You know, fear even puts people in the hospital. If they become so consumed by it that they put themselves or other people in the hospital, you know, and it's paralyzing
mm-hmm.
when you lay there not knowing what you're supposed to do, and you can't hear anything inside your head or any word from God when you're lying there at night or during the day paralyzed because you don't know what to do and you can't get up. That's why we have all these mental health issues going on in the world with these mental health issues.
Yeah. As a therapist, that's where I was going with this. A lot of times, to answer your question, young man, a lot of times people would rather choose to stay where they are because it gets them some attention. And the sad part about it is when people are hurt, they don't care if it's negative attention or positive attention. It's attention.
Attention. Mm-hmm.
Or you know what?
They
might use that hurt as an excuse to not deal with the real issue involved.
Yes.
So it's easier to deal with the pain because it takes them off the issue they have to deal with that they refuse to deal with because it's easier to go with the pain. So it's always easier. That's why people are into drugs or doing promiscuous things when they should really be dealing with the issues inside of why you're not loving yourself. Why is you so easy to give it up to somebody when your body is a temple? You know, you're creating these unnecessary soul ties. That's not necessary. What you're defaming yourself, and they don't want to deal with the issue. And I can't. I'm speaking for myself.
Brittany,
yes.
You're the pro. What's that? You guys just hit it on the head. What's that saying from God? Casting a stone. He without sin cast the first stone. That's what it is. That's just what you were talking about. It's easy to blame others for the problems or blame them for your problems, and you don't want to look inside the mirror. So I'm casting the first stone at you.
Mm-hmm.
I cast the first stone at you because you're the reason. And I'm too weak minded. And I'm too weak of self-love to look in the mirror and realize who I am or what I can become. That's where the focus needs to be. I am here. I'm alive. What is my potential and what can I become?
And then I think people lose sight of when you come and you admit and submit to the covenant. I think people think it's supposed to be easy when you come to God. But when you really give in and you submit, you have to realize you just declared war to the devil. You just declared war to the world. So now the devil is mad, and he's going to do anything and everything to try to get you back into the world, not knowing that the battle that you thought you had before you submitted to God was something, but it's the one that you have to try and stay in and be in, which is really the battle. So I think that's really what we have to try and get people to understand. Now, the covenant is there to cover you, but you have to stay in it. You can't give up. It's a commitment. It's a devotion. It's more. You have to give more of yourself. When you think you can't give anymore, you have to give more of yourself. That's where people don't want to fight no more. That's the issue, too. People do not want to fight. They'd rather give up because it's easier. It's easier to deal with the pain. It's easier to deal with nothing that it takes the mirror off to them, as we say it. If it points the blame at somebody else, it's easier to do that than to point one finger pointing at you, two, three are pointing back at me.
Right. Jesus, this is good. This is so good. You know, we also have to remember that, I can't remember what scripture it was, but God said, anybody who loves me the same as my son Jesus loves him. Anybody who is in alignment with Jesus that loves God just like Jesus did, guess what? He's going to put them in alignment with Jesus, like the next best thing to Jesus. Jesus went through hell and high water. People need to realize, you know, when you sign up for this, like I said, tomorrow will be 27 years that I have been baptized and my salvation has been secured, and I've been on the battlefield ever since. On Veterans Day, I stand up when the veterans stand up. You know why? Because I'm on the battlefield for the Lord. I'm a veteran for Jesus. People look at me like I'm crazy. People have to realize when you lay it at God's feet, you have to leave it there. It's easier said than done. We may bend, but what? We won't ever break. I'm so happy. This day right here, y'all, I'm telling y'all, it has been phenomenal. I don't know. Do y'all see a part three or do y'all see a book?
I learned from every single one of y'all. I learned from every single one of y'all. I hope y'all come back next week every day. I hope I get y'all numbers because y'all definitely touched my spirit today. Y'all just confirmed what I said earlier. So I just want to say thank you. And thank you for Dr. Brittany for this opportunity to be on this call, just to be a co-host. I appreciate every single one of y'all, and I respect your position you play in this war against the devil. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you.
We want to also thank Dr. Sneed for coming on. God bless you. We'd love to have you on the show more often as well. You know, who knows, maybe the third, the fourth, the fifth, the first Friday of the month, we all can get together and do a series or a sitcom or something. We just don't ever know what God is going to do. Who knows? Who knows? But thank you, Dr. Sneed, once again. Is she still there?
Thank you for having me. Yes, I'm still here.
You're
thank
more
you for
than
having
welcome.
Me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. How does everybody feel?
I'm just full. I mean, just confirmation of what me and Dr. Sneed talked about earlier, even with the mother, was when she was talking about spinning your wheels. I had just had the conversation with Dr. Sneed this morning. I said, mm-hmm. I just feel like I'm just going in circles. I'm just moving in a spinning mm-hmm. of a wheel. Like I just can't get off this ride. I'm just tossed all over the place. And she was like, baby, breathe. Just put everything into its right perspective and, you know, put your prioritize and, you know, just the things Abraham said was just confirmation. So, you know, when you think you don't hear God or you feel like, you know, there's a block between you and your ear to heaven, God will just bring that right person just to confirm, okay, baby, you hear me. Okay, here's the confirmation that you're not that far away. You know, just take that time out. Get in a still place. I can talk more if you listen. So I'm full.
And, you know, you said something about being all over the place. A lot of times I have people say, oh, Brittany, you're all over the place. It used to make me feel some kind of way. It used to make me feel like I was crazy. But God said, so what? You're all over the place. Who else is all over the place? So am I. God, I am all over the place. So whether we are all over the place, we in a spinning circle, we know all our help comes from the Lord. Jesus Christ, I hear it. It could be a lot worse. But in spite of all of these things, most people don't have it like we got it. They could, but they don't understand. Though we are all over the place, though our mind is racing, we know who all we got to do is what? Reach up and grab God's hand. Or just say, Jesus. And God knows just what we're going to do. He's got us. We the only ones, y'all. We be carrying this stuff because other people can't carry it. Other people will lose their mind. Thank you, God, for choosing us. We didn't choose him. He chose us. We didn't choose him. He chose us, literally. I tell my mother all the time, you don't know what you were carrying when you was pregnant with me.
I was thinking that earlier. Oh, my goodness.
She gets typical, but I get serious. You don't know what you was carrying when you was carrying me. You don't know what you was having when you birthed Brittany C. Vincent. Dr. Brittany C. Vincent.
Divine intervention right here.
Yeah. Ha ha, you so silly. Well, guys, I thank you all so very much for joining. Jeff, Minister LaWanda, Daquan, y'all. I see part three coming. Like I said, I don't know if it's a series. I don't know what it is, but we're going to get together. I love y'all so much. Y'all make sure y'all take care. Put y'all seatbelts on. Keep
take
doing good.
Guys.
Congratulations
so
in advance. I'm so happy to serve and celebrate LaWanda Murphy Day.
Congratulations,
queen. So, again, this was an amazing show. God showed up and spoke in abundance. And, you know, I love y'all. And y'all take care.
All right. Take care, Brittany. Take care, everybody. Thank you.
Bye-bye. I love y'all. Hey, Quan. Did you enjoy?
Yeah.
I'm glad I
staring
at a stop sign, watching people drive by. Seen that on the radio.
Raising up on
the
car.
Got so much on your mind. Nothing really going right. Looking.